It was going to be a tough meeting. Those sitting around the table had some real issues with each other. I knew that. You could kind of feel the tension in the room. So thick you could cut it with a knife, as the saying goes. I knew this meeting could blow up in my face. And if it ended with me having to make a judgment, someone was going to leave the church. I also knew no one in the room was squeaky clean on this one. So I began the meeting by reading Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. I read it slowly. I read it with passion. I emphasized the words forgiving and forgave. I focused on the forgiving work of Christ and the command to follow his example. I noted no one in the room was without fault. And then I prayed, and as I prayed out loud, inside I was praying, Lord, please let this begin by someone saying that he is sorry. When I said amen, we began the discussion, and it went south fast. Accusations flew, emotions flared, tears flowed. Finally, one person got up and stormed out of the room. Another stormed out as well. Neither one returned to our church. I learned a lesson that day that I have seen repeated many times since. Obedience is an individual decision. It is heartbreaking when people choose to disobey God's word. If you need to forgive anyone, just forgive them as Christ has forgiven you. Take that burden off your heart. Don't carry that bitterness. Anyone you need to forgive, forgive just as Christ has forgiven you. Father, someone hearing this today needs to swallow their pride and extend forgiveness to a person in his or her life. Give them the courage and strength to obey you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.